7:45 is our time. Our temperature 34 degrees on a Wednesday, December the 4th, 2019. It is time for Community Matters, brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems. Our guest today is Julia Raby, the director of the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce. As she's here, well, she's here because it is December, and there's lots of things going on that the chamber is a part of, and Julie's going to tell us all about it. Good morning, Julie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm excited about Christmas. Actually, you know what? It doesn't really matter to me in regards to all of the gifts and stuff, because I was talking about this yesterday on the radio. This happened when I was growing up. Dad, what do you want? You can't afford what I want. And so now I'm now in my 40s.
You're the dad.
And I'm the dad. Dad, what do you want? The kids actually don't ask me what I want. The kids don't care what dad wants. But my wife, she said the other day, well, what do you want for Christmas? I said, I really don't need anything. I'm good. Well, what do you want? I'm like, you can't afford what I want, dear. It's going to probably be the same way as we pass it down. But, you know, sometimes we lose track of what the holidays are all about or Christmas is all about. But at the same time, it is exciting for all ages when it comes to, for the most part, whether it's an event going on, something fun to do, something different, something you do just once a year. And that's what you have going on this month, right?
That's right. That's right. This is our second year of Jingle All the Way. We are really excited about this promotion. It was started with a group of people from all different parts of Beloit that were looking to kind of enhance our holiday experience when you come to Beloit. Many people know about the Isle of Lights, and that brings over 10,000 visitors to our town in the year. And so that's a pretty exciting event, and a lot of work has been put into that light display. And so we're really excited to just kind of add to a lot of the things that have already been done. And also my goal as the chamber is just to kind of highlight what people have already been doing and kind of bring it together. And so that's where we came with Jingle All the Way. And we have several different things happening, but I'm going to highlight this morning the two events that are coming up. So December 7th, it's called Jingle Around Town, mm-hmm. and that's coming up on Saturday. So to start out our day, we are going to be at NCK Tech. They're going to be hosting a free pancake breakfast, accepting donations for one of their programs. The details are on their Facebook page and also will be on my BeloitChamber.com. And they're going to have some photo op opportunities and things happening from 8 to 10 up at NCK Tech. Then we're moving downtown around 9 o'clock. We're going to have Santa at S&S. That is an annual event where Santa comes in on the fire truck, and there'll be crafts and things for families to do. There's also going to be some activities happening at Wheatfield Floral and Given Grace and Next Tech Wireless. They're going to be hosting some kids' activities, and everything's free. So I think that's really exciting that our community really pulls out the stops to help families enjoy this holiday mm-hmm. when money can be tight. Mm-hmm. This is an experience where you can go and just enjoy it and not have to stress about paying for any of the activities. That's also Zachary Ace Hardware is going to be having Santa at 11 o'clock, and they have a ton of activities happening. So we've shared that flyer as well on our Jingle Around Town Facebook event. And then the Solomon Valley Cinema is hosting a free movie. This year they're doing The Elf. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen that, you really need to.
It's
one of our family favorites. Mm-hmm. And so that's free at 1:30. And then there's free wagon rides down at the Isle of Lights at 6 o'clock. And if you haven't experienced that, that's going to be a really special time as well. It just kind of adds a whole new dimension when you get to have a horse drawn wagon mm-hmm. take you around Chautauqua. And so we're working on just a lot of details for that day, as well as next Thursday, which is December 12th. There's going to be the Jingle, Mingle, and Shop. And so if you were part of that last year, you know how fun it was. We had a wonderful time. I make up a bingo card that you can jump around town. It'll tell you what stores are participating. They'll give you a stamp. And if you get 5 in a row, you enter it into the Guarantee State Bank drop box. And then I draw for prizes the next day. So a lot of our businesses are doing special treats or staying open late. And that way they can just kind of celebrate the holidays mm-hmm. with their customers and with the community. And so that's a really fun event that you can get your kids all sugared up and ready for Christmas.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So those events are coming up. And I think it's important that you pointed out because it is something that we get caught up in, I think, is that, well, gifts. But there are folks that maybe there have been some health issues, some hospital bills, or who knows what, had an accident, or maybe they were laid off of a job. Maybe they don't have the money that to do some of the simple things that many other people do. So the fact that those some activities can be offered for free is just a tremendous bonus.
For sure. And I think what a community member, he was a single dad back when he was raising his kids. He was in my office yesterday and he lived in a different community back then. But it was just, you know, really important to him that we were offering this as, you know, free for different families, because he said those were really hard times for him when he had two little girls to raise and pay the bills and do all the normal things, plus all the holidays. And so the other benefit that we love to talk about is the fact that we're able to offer this promotion free to any of the businesses. And so that is something that really encouraged me when we started this last year. And we're carrying it on to this year's. We have over 45 businesses participating in a lot of different ways. But the excitement for that is that even businesses, you know, budgets are tight, you know, over on the holidays. Right. And so we're able to offer marketing and promotion and organizing all the events so that they can do what they do best and help their customers and help the community. And we want to thank H&R Block for being our primary sponsor that helps with all that marketing. And then also the final promotion. Well, there's a couple other things, but I want you guys to check out my website. BeloitChamber.com gives you all the details. There is one new event that we're excited about. That's on December 14th, and that's called the Jingle Bell Run. And that will be running through the Isle of Lights.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so there's going to be a group of runners. That would not be me, but they will be runners.
Yeah.
But you can also walk.
Just don't trip over those cords. There's lots of cords out there, so there probably stay on the road. Run. Yep. You don't mean literally run through the Isle of Lights.
Because, only on the appropriate path.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. Let's make that
absolutely
clear.
Yeah. You won't be climbing on light fixtures or anything. No. We'd get killed. No.
And arrested probably.
On the path, there will be groups of people that are walking or running, and that's on Saturday, December 14th. So that's next weekend. And the idea behind that is just getting people out to be active, just supporting that healthy community that we all strive to live in and to be examples of for our kids and for all ages. And then Pet Connection will be doing a hot cocoa bar there, like getting your hot chocolate and your marshmallows and all your stuff to add into your hot chocolate. That will be happening at the White Building down there at Chautauqua Park. And so we're really thankful for them. And they're coming supporting this event. So if you have questions about that, too, you can call me at 738-2717. And that's the chamber office. But before I stop chatting, as much as I like to chat, one of the big things about this promotion that was really important to me is to support commerce. One of the, you know, you've heard shop local, look local first. One of the slogans that's really hit me lately is look local or lose local. And I just really want to encourage local shopping this holiday. We are, you know, a lot of our businesses are working really hard to find new and exciting gifts and opportunities to serve our community. And I know sometimes we overlook things just because we're not sure what is available. But I want to challenge our community and surrounding areas to go into a shop you haven't been to in a while. Take a few minutes to just see what's available and check it out. And I can guarantee you'll find some treasures amongst all the things that are offered in our area. And what because of that, to promote this shopping local, we're going to do Jingle in Your Pocket. So for every local purchase that you you do in our participating businesses, you'll get an entry slip. And on every Friday of December before Christmas, we're going to be giving away big money. So we give away $500 December 6th, $500 on December, look at my dates, 13th. And then over $1,000 will be given away on December 20th. And the way that you are entered into this drawing is just by shopping. So Raise is one of our participating businesses, you know, Given Grace, S&S, Gray's, and a lot of different, Wheatfield Floral, so many are listed on our Facebook event so that everyone knows who's participating. And that's even for services. Some of our chiropractors are included in that and different things. So we really just want to encourage people to look local so we don't lose local.
Right.
And we can make a difference. It's amazing how just a little effort and a little bit of money that goes into our local businesses just multiplies and matters so much. And so checking out Jingle in Your Pocket will put money back in your pocket.
Yeah, it's a great point that you bring up. And I don't want to get on my soapbox, but I see some things that people spend their money on that they can get locally. And I've talked to some business owners and they said, you know, all we're asking is an opportunity. Walk in our store, check us out, or maybe we can get what you want. But the fact that people go out of town and don't even give a local business an opportunity, you're taking, and especially big purchases. We're talking, you know, if we're talking vehicles, for instance, things like that. And granted, sometimes certain vehicles you have to find out of town. I get all that. But I think a lot of people don't know is that local businesses many times can get some of the things that you want. They might not have it right there in the store. You might not be able to click and it's on your internet website. But what they also provide is service after the sale. And that's something that a lot of people forget. And I've talked to some businesses where they're like, yeah, people will go out of town, buy it, then bring it into my store and expect me to fix it. Mm-hmm. It's like, you didn't buy it from me. Mm-hmm. So why don't you go back? You remember me when you need it fixed, but you didn't remember me when you needed to buy that particular item. And that is frustrating for some of those business owners who sometimes are just trying to get by, especially in retail. I think is even harder now than it was certainly 5 to 10 years ago in the smaller town. So it is important that you frequent, check out the businesses. And if nothing else, like you said, just go in and see what they have to offer. That's better than what some people don't even know that any of these businesses exist because they never go around town or even check out the businesses. Once you go in and check it out, you may realize, oh, I didn't know that business existed. Oh, I didn't know that they carried that.
Right.
And you might discover something new as long as you take off. I'm not trying to be mean to anybody, but take off your blinders and open up the horizons and check out what you have in your own backyard. And I think we're all guilty of it. I'm probably guilty of it just as well as anybody else that we forget. Oh, yeah, that's there. That's there. That's there. And so I think what you're doing is great. Plus, you're bribing people.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, to do that as well. Whatever has to happen to get people to check out that. And a lot of people are really good shopping local, but there's others that, you know, sometimes you preach it, but you don't really walk the walk, but you talk the talk. So I commend you for that. And of course, in your position, it is important that we have these businesses do well, because that's the last thing we want to see is a whole bunch of empty storefronts. And next thing you know, you know, we see small town America suffering over the last probably 10, 15 years to where then all of a sudden you don't have businesses. Now all of a sudden your school might close. The next that's thing you right. know, you become a ghost town and you don't want that.
Right. And that's, you know, that's the thing to know is the Beloit is such an amazing community where people are working hard. And sometimes it's just that idea of I've worked all day. I don't have time to shop, or I didn't even think about it. And through this Christmas season, my challenge is take a 10, 15 minutes of your lunch break, or when you leave on an afternoon, like to walk into a store you haven't been into and just get to see what's offered in our area. Because as you said, when you put a dollar into our community, how many times, 7 times of that value is put back into our community. I know there's a meme going around that says Amazon doesn't support your local team. And, you know, we all have opportunities where are things that we have to shop online for. Sure. I mean, that's just the reality of the world that we live in. That my encouragement is to look local first.
Right.
And just thinking about your own property value, thinking about your job, thinking about the jobs of your neighbors. Think, like you said, about your education system and how are all those things supported and how is our community standing? And that's by our efforts. So it's kind of thinking about giving back in a way that you're already been given so much.
Right.
And so we love this county, this community, the quality of life that we have here, the way we can raise our kids. And we want to see it succeed. We want to see it continue. We want to see it be here for generations to come. And that's our choices today.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the exciting thing to me is that we have a part in that. We have a part in our future. And so I just really look forward to this Christmas season. The numbers, as nationwide, you know, stores are counting Black Friday. You know, why did that ever start? It's to get all of those businesses in the black, you know, as they end the year. And that's what we're looking for in our own community is who can we support by purchasing and thanking them for all the support that they give our schools and our organizations. This is the most giving community I truly have ever been a part of. And so we thank you for that giving that you already do, and we just encourage you to look local and shop local.
Of course, you represent Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, but when we talk about shop local, you're certainly talking about wherever you are. So if you are in Downs, or if you are in Osborne, or if you're in Smith Center, if you're in Mankato, Lincoln, Sylvan, Concordia, wherever it may be, you know, you look local first, and that helps the whole area, whether it is your particular town or your county or your region. That certainly does a lot of good, as you just explained. All right. Anything else to add before we let you go?
Just want to quickly mention our Jingle in Your Window competition that's happening. You'll see local businesses have been working really hard to create some window displays for your viewing pleasure. And there'll be ballots at participating businesses. Just this week, I'm going to get that ballot loaded on our website so you can print it from there. We have some awesome participants. We have 3 traveling trophies that'll be given away on December 20th, which is our chamber coffee at the Porterhouse. So if you want to see those trophies given away, or if you want to get a hot cup of coffee and enjoy the last drawing of Jingle in Your Pocket, that's going to be a huge party on December 20th at 9 a.m. And so we're just jam-packed with excitement just this holiday season. So shop local.
If anybody missed any of that or joined us a little bit late, they can go online in regards to a Facebook page. Correct. And all that to find some of this information.
Yep. There's a lot of information on Facebook. That's just the easiest way to update and get that information out. Our flyer is on the website at beloitchamber.com. And then my phone number at the office is 738-2717.
On Facebook, just Beloit Chamber of Commerce.
Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce. And then you'll see all our events. Every event has its own
perfect
page.
Excellent. Yeah. Julia, thank you so much for all your time and your efforts, and should be a lot of fun again here in December. And it's amazing how it rolls upon us year after year, because it seems like we were just talking about this a few months ago, but it was actually 12 months ago.
Yeah, it's gone so fast. Yes. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Julia Rabia, the director of the Beloit Area Chamber of Commerce, our guest today on Community Matters. Remember to enjoy all those activities, many of them free, and of course, to look local first as well during the holiday season. And I would encourage people, we just had yesterday was Giving Tuesday, which really that should be any day, not just one day out of the year, just like Veterans Day shouldn't just be one day out of the year to honor our veterans. But do keep in mind that during the holiday season, while we might grumble and rumble about this or that or what we don't have, remember there are people that have a lot less than what you probably have. The grass is always greener on the other side. No, that's not true. Sometimes everybody asks me, like, how's everything going at the radio station? I said, it could always be better. It could always be worse. It always could be. It could be a great year at the radio station. Could always be better. Could be a bad year. Could always be worse. So just think of those people. And there's a lot of great community fundraisers or projects that are going on to help those that maybe aren't as well off as maybe you are. So think about giving and helping out others this time of year. And I would say that applies 12 months out of the year, but especially during the holidays and in the colder months where some people have a hard time paying the utility bill. You want to keep their heat on and this and that. It can be a very stressful time. A lot of people talk about the holidays being a joyful time, and it is. But for some, it can be a very stressful time. So if you are able to help out, that would be highly recommended from both myself and from Julia and many other people here in our community. So if you can, we encourage you to do so. Thanks, Julia, for coming in. Appreciate it. 8:04 is our time. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.